Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode's going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is July 1st, 1951, and the title is The Secret of Aurora Diablo. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's Corn Pops. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Corn Pops!
Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. To the untamed frontiers came the bad men, looting, plundering, and killing, until men of vision took up guns to bring law and order to the West, that it might grow and fulfill its promise of a greater America. Such a man was United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok. With his deputy Jingles, Hickok found time to be a good neighbor, too. And it was while assisting a poor rancher, Walt Mason, that they discovered the strange secret of Arroyo Diablo.
Well, Bill, think you're in good shape now. Never could have done it without you and Jingles, though. Right neighborly you to pitch in like you did.
Well, glad to do it, Walt. We'd like to stay around for a roundup time, but Jingles and I never know where they'll be sending us next.
You smell something drifting over from the ranch house, Bill?
Sure do. That's dinner on the cook stove or I miss my guess.
That's funny. Cookie drove the buckboard into town for supplies. Shouldn't be back till tomorrow.
No, I don't know about that. Smells mighty good, though, especially after a day on the range.
Well, here we are. Oh, there, Hawk. Oh. We'll get down here and see what's cooking what.
Well, hiya, gents. Just in time. I'll have the grub in just a jiffy.
Well, Jingles, so you're the new cook.
That's me, Bill. How do I look in an apron?
Well, plumb handsome, partner. I figured I'd have to rustle the grub tonight. Where'd you learn to cook?
Well, I learned in self-defense, Walt. Had an ornery cook at the Flying Horseshoe Ranch, local for chop suey, morning, noon, and night. You know, I ate chop suey till I had bamboo shoots growing out of my ears. No fooling, so I learned to cook, and look at me today.
We'll wash up while you put it on the table, Jingles.
Yeah, say, what you fixing, partner?
Chicken and dumplings. And look in here.
Biscuits.
Yes, sir. Whipped them up with my own lily white hands. Well, set yourself, gents, and get your fill.
Hey, you sit over there, Bill.
All right.
Get your chores all done today?
Got the south fence mended.
Work's never done on a ranch. Yeah, I envy you boys in a way, the life you lead. Things happening, excitement. Gets kind of quiet out here sometimes.
Well, you always got them coyotes for company when you get lonesome, Walt.
That doesn't sound like a coyote to me.
Hey, you're right, Bill. What in tarnation is it?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Hey, looks like something crawling out there.
Can you see what it is, Bill?
It looks like a... Why, it is. It's a baby.
Well, I'll be jiggered.
Why, it's a sure enough real-life baby, all right. Well, I'll be hornswoggled.
Well, pick it up, somebody.
Which end do you grab?
Come here, partner. Up you go. Well, hello there, honey.
Well, now, ain't that the cute little thing in my jig?
Yeah, what's this? Let's see what you got in your hand, honey.
Great jumping sassafras. Why, it's a gold nugget, Bill. Big as a hound's tooth.
Yeah, and look here. Her little dress. It's covered with blood.
Hi, cowpokes. This is your old saddlemate, Panhandle Jim. Say, you know how the old-time Pony Express riders used to eat when they were riding the plains? Why, they took their food with them. And that's what you do with Kellogg's Corn Pops when you're riding the trail. Take them right along with you and eat them right out of the box. Because Kellogg's Corn Pops are already sweetened for you. But come sunup, pour them out in a bowl and add a little milk for a real breakfast. But don't go pouring sugar on them. No, sir. Because like I just said, they already got the sweetening right on them. Every single smiling corn pop. If you're eating them right now, look at the bag inside the box. Looks like real silver, don't it? Well, that bag is pure aluminum. Keeps Kellogg's Corn Pops fresh up to 10 times longer. And your mom will want to hear this. That bag's wonderful for storing things in the refrigerator, and you just can't beat it for carrying sandwiches in, keeping them fresh and tasty. Now, don't go messing around with one box of Corn Pops. Get your mom to load up big. Then out of the box or out of the bowl, you can have all the Kellogg's Corn Pops you want. Now, let's tell everybody who loves Corn Pops. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops. And Pops love Pops. Now, tie up close here and let's listen to more of this exciting story.
Wild Bill Hickok, Jingles, and Walt Mason found a baby crawling toward the house all by itself. Clutched in one tiny fist was a large gold nugget, and its dress was covered with blood. Now Jingles has brought the baby into the house and is trying his hand at being a nursemaid with some difficulty.
Now, you just hold still, you little dickens. Doggone it, she's all arms and legs. One end keeps crying and the other end keeps kicking.
It darned if you didn't make a pretty mother, Jingles, gingham apron and all.
Well, we need some pins or something.
Well, how about your badge?
Huh? Oh, well, now that's an idea. There you go. Littlest deputy marshal in Texas.
You know, we ought to have a name for her, at least till we find her folks.
Hey, I got it. Let's call her Nugget.
Hey, say, that's a good one, Jingles. Okay, Nugget she is.
That gold nugget, you still can't think where it might have come from, huh, Walt?
Well, I hear tell of a young widower took up homesteading about 3 months ago over by Arroyo Diablo. That's 4-hour ride.
Well, she couldn't have gotten that far unless...
Hey, here comes somebody now. Might be her kinfolk.
Hey, you hold Nugget, Jingles. I'll take a look-see. Howdy, stranger. Howdy, ma'am. Glad to see you.
We ain't paying a social call, mister. We're looking for a kid. About so big. Thought you might know something about it.
Well, now the way you're talking, maybe I do and maybe I don't. How come you're looking?
That's our business, mister. I ain't here for my health. Have you seen the brat or haven't you? That's it, Della. The kid's in there all right. So you wasn't going to tell us, huh? Stubborn old cuss, ain't you? Who's in there with you?
Oh, just a couple of friends. Wild Bill Hickok and his chief deputy, that's all.
Bill Hickok? Marty.
Forget it, Della. Can't you see the old buzzards bluffing? You got a great sense of humor, old-timer. I suppose you got Buffalo Bill in there, too. Wild Bill Hickok. That's rich.
Somebody mentioned my name?
Marty. It is Wild Bill. I saw him in Abilene.
What? Ah, hello, Marshal. We come to get that kid.
Are you the family?
Sure, that's it. I'm the pa and there's the ma. Ain't you, Della?
Sure, I'm kid's ma.
I reckon you can prove that.
What do you mean, prove it? You saw the kid? Why, the living image of me.
I don't think so, and the baby's not a he, it's a girl.
Now you did it.
Quiet, Della. All right, Marshal. I'm not asking you, I'm telling you.
Don't have a draw on me, mister. I don't like guns pointed my way.
You crazy, Marty. You're lucky he didn't kill you.
Some shooting. I never even saw him draw.
Well, that's just it with Wild Bill Hickok. You never do.
All right, Hickok. I should have known better. But that kid is mine, and I'm taking it one way or another.
Get back on that horse, mister, and start riding. The baby stays here.
Okay, I'm riding this time.
Hurry up, Marty. Do what he says.
Come on, Della. I'll be back for that kid, Hickok. And you nor nobody else is going to stop me. Come on, horse.
Bill, you're not letting him get away, are you?
Wait a minute, Jingles.
Well, come on, let's go after him.
Well, you heard what he said. He'll be back.
Casey Jones, coming round the mountain. Jones. Throttle in his hand. Oh, now you go to sleep, you little maverick. Say, Bill, what do you suppose they were really after?
They weren't no kinfolk of Nuggets no more than a couple of rattlesnakes.
Yeah, I know, but in some way, this little maverick's important to them. I wonder why.
You know the answer, don't you, baby? Now, ain't that just like a woman? Won't talk when you want her to, and then when you don't, she'll yak her arm off.
Yeah, yeah. You think it might be that gold nugget she had in her hand when we found her?
I think that's part of the answer. That and those blood stains on her dress.
But gold mines in these parts are scarce as hen's teeth, ain't they, Walt?
Sure. Except, that's silly.
What were you thinking, Walt?
Oh, just idle talk, I figure.
Well, tell us, what is it?
Oh, there's a story. Never took much stock in it myself. About an old Portuguese who struck it rich over Arroyo Diablo some 20-odd years ago.
Arroyo Diablo?
Well, ain't that where you said the young widder was settling?
Yeah, that's right. Maybe this ain't so loco at that. The way the story goes, Injuns got the old Portuguese when he was heading for town to stake his claim. He was found lying over his saddlebag, and the bag was stuffed with gold.
But nobody ever found the mine.
Nope. Though some diehards never stopped looking for it. No luck, except bad. Some of them never come back. Now they call it the Unlucky Portuguese Mine. Just another yarn the old-timers spin.
Seems like Nugget ain't so sure about that.
Neither am I.
Well, I think she wants her mill.
Yeah, it's ready.
Hey, let me give it to her.
Oh, you want to do everything. Whose brand new glove did we cut a finger off in and punch a hole in it so she could drink?
Oh, well, yours.
All right, then. I give her the bottle.
Now, don't you boys fight over. I'm going to have to leave you two here to take care of Nugget, and I don't want any trouble while I'm gone.
Where are you going, Bill?
I reckon I'll ride on out to Arroyo Diablo and start tying up some loose ends. Whoa, boy, whoa. This must be the cabin. No signs of life. Hello in there. Anybody home? Oh, Buckshot, steady. Looks like we've got a welcoming committee.
Get away from here. Go away and don't come back.
Why, it's just a little boy.
You better run, mister. This is Wild Bill Hickok talking.
Oh, is it? Then who am I, sonny?
I know who you are. You're one of Marty's men. Go on now. Right on. You hear me, mister?
Hey, take it easy. You're liable to hit somebody with that bean shooter. I'm a friend.
What's your name?
Why, same as yours, Mr. Hickok. It's Bill.
I'm not really Wild Bill Hickok. I'm Jimmy Clay. I was just trying to scare you.
You scared me, all right. Mind if I get off my horse now and come in?
I guess it's all right. But no tricks.
No tricks, I promise. Ooh, boy, ooh. Now, Jimmy, where's your dad?
He's dead. They killed him.
Now, wait a minute, Jimmy. Who did it?
I saw him. He never had a chance.
You've got a right to cry, son, but you've also got to tell me. Now, who was it?
Marty. He took my baby sister, Marty and his girl. They ran off with her.
But why, Jimmy? Why'd they do it?
The gold mine. Dad found the gold mine. He got the gold. But he wouldn't tell Marty where he hid it.
Who is Marty?
My uncle. Not really, though. He's Dad's stepbrother. He's no good, Bill.
I know that already. And you don't know where your dad hid the gold, Jimmy?
No. Dad didn't trust Marty. He was afraid Marty might make me tell. He hid the gold last night, just before Marty got here.
I see. Hey, where'd all this mud come from?
It was on Dad's boots.
Funny, mud in this dry country.
But why'd they take my sister, Bill? She can't talk. What'll they do to her?
Now, don't worry, Jimmy. Your sister's all right.
She is?
We found her. My friends are taking care of her. Hey, what's this?
It's Dad's diary. I can't make it out.
The last thing he wrote was, no gold, no map, no shoes for baby.
But what's it mean, Bill? He did find gold. I saw it.
Must be a code. Look. Let's take out every other word. That makes it read gold, map, shoes, baby. That's the answer.
What is, Bill?
Marty must have guessed it, too. The map to the gold. It's in the baby's shoes.
Rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will fly.
Oh, Jingles, why don't you stop that infernal howling so the baby can get some sleep?
Walt, sometimes I think you don't appreciate the finer things. Now look at that. She's dozing off. Hey, now who's that coming?
Hey, I see him out this winter. Hey, one of them's that same fellow that was here before. Hand me that shooting iron.
Yeah, he's got four more with him.
Yeah, they come to get Nugget.
Spread out, men. Take cover around the ranch house.
It looks like they got us surrounded, partner.
All right, Hickok. That's just to show you we mean business. We don't want no fight. We just want that kid.
If you don't want no fight, you come to the wrong place. Go on now, vamos.
That's my brother's kid. Now let me talk to Hickok.
He ain't here.
Quiet.
Oh, too late. I already said it. When will I learn to keep quiet?
Maybe right now.
Oh, he ain't in there, huh? That's all we wanted to know. Let's get him, boys.
Quiet out there, you wake the baby.
Smoke him out, men. Get down.
Oh, he's close.
Now you let it consign your hinds just when I got her to sleep. All right, take that.
You got one of them, Jingles. Hey, you ain't so bad with a six-gun yourself.
Get him, you hear?
Jingles, look! Nugget's crawling out the open door!
Nugget! Come back here, Nugget!
Say, did your Kellogg's Corn Pops last since the beginning of the show? Well, mine didn't. No, finished the whole box and I'm digging in on my second one now. Lucky I keep plenty of pops in my pantry. Hope you do, too. Always remember to get plenty of Kellogg's Corn Pops, the new two-way cereal that's already sweetened for you. I said two-way cereal because that's the way you eat pops, out of the box or out of the bowl. Dig in for a fistful any time of the day, but come breakfast, pour on a little milk and you're all set. And before you reach for the sugar bowl, take a taste. You don't need sugar, because corn pops are already sweetened for you. And your mom will let you eat all the corn pops you want, too, because they're mighty healthy eating. And take a look at that silvery bag that holds the corn pops in the box. That bag keeps Kellogg's corn pops fresh up to 10 times longer, because it's pure aluminum. Now let's get together here and tell the folks who loves pops. Kids love pops. Moms love pops. And pops love pops. Right. Now let's get rootin' tootin' back to the show.
Outlaws, led by Marty Clay, were attacking the ranch house where Bill had left Jingles and Walt to guard the baby Nugget. When in the heat of battle, the baby crawled out the open door and onto the ground toward the spot where Marty Clay had taken cover, Jingles started after him.
Let go my arm, Walt. I gotta get that baby inside.
Hold your fire, boy! Hold it! Look at that! The brat's coming out to say, how did you?
Let me go, Walt!
Jingles, wait! Look at that cloud of dust down the trail.
It looks like... It is, Walt. It's Bill.
Yes, sir, and he's really scratching gravel.
Lay out his hickok. Let's get him, boy!
I'll learn you to pull your head in, you sidewinder!
Here he comes. Oh, he's boy, let him ride.
He's gonna try and grab Nugget on the run.
Can he do it, Jingles?
Do it! He's done it! Just like picking daisies.
Great jumping sassafras. Where'd he learn that one?
Who, Bill? Oh, he just kind of makes them up as he goes along.
Come on, boys, let's go at
Stay put, you varmint. You ain't going nowhere.
Oh, there, partner. Don't forget to duck. Nugget's safe, but we still got our hands full.
Yeah, but we can hold him now. Bill's close by. He'll be back.
Yeah, sure enough. Here he comes. Both barrels blazing.
He must have got the baby to a safe place. And look at them hyenas scatter now.
Come back here, yellow dwarfs.
Seems like his boys have had enough of this fight.
Yeah, they're really showing their heels.
Yeah, and look, Marty ain't far behind him.
And Bill ain't far behind Marty.
Come on, Jingles. Let's go help him.
Hold on now, Wal. Hold on. Since when does Wild Bill Hickok need help?
I can't shake him. He's gaining on me. Missed him again. Only one bullet left.
You can ride the legs off that horse, Marty, but I'll be there when you do.
You'll have to catch me first, Hickok. Here we are. Arroyo Diablo. And there's a cabin up ahead. Faster, you slab-sided cayuse. Oh. Now, if I can just reach that cabin, I can reload and haul.
Stand right where you are, Marty. Don't come any closer.
Jimmy, put down that gun.
Hurry up, Bill. I got him.
I'm coming, Jimmy.
Why, Jimmy, I'm surprised at you. Pointing that shotgun at your favorite uncle? Now give it to me. Hickok, stop right where you're at or I'll plug this kid. One more move, Hickok, and Jimmy's done for.
Looks like he's got us, Jimmy.
It's all right, Bill. That gun ain't loaded.
What the? We'll see about that, Hickok.
Bill, you did it. You winged him.
Yeah. But, Jimmy, you took an awful chance. That gun was loaded.
Yeah, I knew that. But Marty didn't. Did you, Marty?
Shut up. Why didn't you finish me and be done with, Hickok?
Because you're going to tell a jury, Marty, about a pair of nice kids and how you made them orphans.
Just look at her, Bill. She likes for me to hold her. Kitty, kitty, coo. Now there's a happy baby with Marty and his gang out of the way.
Yeah, that makes us both happy, Jingles.
Sure. But the map and the baby's shoes didn't lead to the mine after all, huh, Bill?
Nope. The unlucky Portuguese mine is still lost.
And what Jimmy's dad found was just some of the gold where the old Portuguese buried it, huh?
You know, what I can't figure is how you knew where to look for the gold after Jimmy's dad changed the hiding place.
Oh, that wasn't nothing for Wild Bill to figure out.
Well, Jimmy's dad hid it just before Marty got to him. And there was dried mud on the cabin floor from his boots.
Well?
That's right, the ranch well. That was the only place you could find mud in that dry country.
Well, Bill found the gold on a ledge in the well shaft.
Hey, Bill, well, looky here. Look what I found.
What is it, Jingles? It
must be more gold the way he's taken on.
It's better than gold, Walt. Look it. It's a miracle. Nugget, little Nugget, has just cut her first tooth.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy and I will be around again the same time next week, folks, with another adventure story for you.
We sure will, Guy. And by golly, if it's trouble you're looking for, we got it. So be with us, will you?
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Right. It's a great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen next week at this same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Mary Lansing, Tyler McVeigh, Jim Nusser, Johnny McGovern, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce. Music was by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Corn Pops.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to otrwesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.